Dick, how are you?
How are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to get a little judgment of yours just as kind of an advisor of mine, and I would like to keep this call very confidential.
Yeah.
You're going to be down the road to having to take care of a lot of things when I'm back on the farm, and I wanted to take the right kind of attitude, and I found you pretty well balanced and see everybody's viewpoint, particularly the American viewpoint. I've got Bobby Kennedy and Sorensen coming in to see me this morning at 10 o'clock. That's off the record. I didn't like the way it was handled, but I think that we've got to do everything we can, lean over backwards, not to fight in public and so forth. But they gave out a long wire and said I invited them to the White House before I ever got to wire.
Right.
That, of course, made me mad as hell, but you just bite your tongue and go on.
Yeah.
So the press asked me about it. I hadn't seen it, and I said, well, of course I want to see the senator. He's a leader in the party and a candidate in my party. And they said, well, when? I said, well, whenever he wants to see me, anytime. Just his convenience. He's campaigning. I'm going to be here all the time. So he called up and said he'd like to have it Wednesday. So I set it for Wednesday. The vice president came in from Mexico, and he said in Mexico City he was coming in to see me yesterday. Well, I thought they'd say, well, Johnson's trying to maneuver and put a book together. And so he called up and wanted to do it, and our people told him, said, well, goddammit, I wish you'd call us instead of putting stuff in the paper about what you got to do. We want to see you, talk to you any time, but we don't like this business of announcing things in Mexico City and the headline saying Johnson and putting Humphrey in conference. So we told him to come in at 11 o'clock. Now they're both going to come in. The labor people and certain of the Negro groups are already calling and just raising unshirted hell, Meany and others, saying that Humphrey's got to announce, ought to announce immediately, and that they think that it's outrageous I didn't endorse him and so forth. And I told him I just didn't think. I was trying to, my damnedest to get peace. And Fulbright and some of these boys play the comment line, just do everything they can to keep you from it. And I didn't think I ought to get involved in the thing that I was going to see both of them. Now, when they come in this morning, what should I do besides sit there and listen to them?
I think that's all I do.
Well, that's what, that's my reaction.
That's all I do. I don't know what else you could do, other than ask and urge them to have, to do everything they could to bring about this peace. I don't think you could gain much doing any talking either way. I think Hubert has to go out and drum up whatever support he has around the country.
Well,
I think if you were to make a move now, as far as he's concerned, you might do it later. But if you were to move now,
I think
you'd nullify the whole thing that you're trying to do.
I never have believed that fella ought to try to pass on something here. I saw Truman try to do it for I saw Truman do it for Averell Harriman. They just laughed at him.
Yeah.
You remember out in Chicago?
I think your judgment is good. I don't think I'd just listen to them and see what they have to say. As far as yourself is concerned, the less you say, the better off you are.
I think what we ought to try to do is try to get us all on some
kind of an even keel.
Some kind of a keel, so whichever one gets it, we can all get behind it.
That's right. That's what I think is most important.
Well, suppose that's what I'll do, and suppose you try to do the same thing. Everybody talks to you. You tell them, well, goddammit, you get with the president, and all of us get on one position. We all want peace. Now, let's don't have so many different ideas about how to get it. Let's try one thing. If that fails, let's try something else. But between now and the convention, let's all try to get one position that we can support any Democrat.
I think that's a good decision, and I think it's a good judgment.
Well,
that's what I think we should do.
Suppose you just take that leadership yourself, and anybody talks to you, because everybody respects you, and I love you.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, the way I feel about it, and I think what you're saying just a minute ago is good sound judgment, and I don't think that if you took any other course, you'd disrupt completely what you said the other night.
Well, I'm not about to get in to start endorsing or telling people what to do. On the other hand, the only thing I know to do is just say now what we've got to do if we've got ability to run a government. We've got to find a common denominator that all of us can agree on.
That's right.
And if we can't agree, then we ought to get into some other party.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, suppose you just help us and keep in touch with me.
Fine, Mr. President.
Bye. Bye.